Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Minster. It's a hot, humid night. We open up the 2021 football campaign on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. These two teams, Minster, Fort Loramie, did not meet last year because of the health crisis. In fact, we just covered a few football games. 7-2 by way of record for Fort Loramie overall, including the postseason 1 year ago. Minster 5-5. Both teams played New Bremen, the state champ. And Fort Loramie lost by 8 points to New Bremen in the playoffs, 16-8. Minster was beaten by New Bremen 20-0 during the regular season. Fourth-year head coach Spencer Wells at Fort Loramie. He's done a fine job establishing that football culture at Fort Loramie High School. He had coaching stops at Allen East, Salina, Marion Local, and most recently Wapakoneta before his start at Fort Loramie 4 years ago. By the way, he was the quarterback coach and pass game coordinator at Wapak. He was also a member of the Delta St. John's 2005 state championship football team.
Well, that's quite a resume, because all those schools that you're reading off where he's been have been football powers.
Yep.
And so he's learned from the best, and he's done a great job. And you're right, Loramie has not missed a beat in the last 4 years. I mean, they're going to be young this year, but I guarantee you they're going to be well coached, and they're going to do what they are supposed to do. Just depends on, you know, with their inexperience, don't make mistakes and try to hang in this football game.
Now, you're so right, Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Jack and Chuck with you all season long. Some 16 or 17 high school football games on our schedule, including the postseason. We've got a Thursday night Sydney at Troy. We've got two or three Saturday nights involving Layman Catholic and Fort Loramie on September 11th at Newark Catholic. Hopefully we'll have 3, 4, 5 postseason playoff games, 16 teams in each region, right, in each of the 7 divisions make the postseason.
Well, they keep moving the start of the season up. I suppose in a few years we'll be starting on the 4th of July. But quite honestly, it couldn't be any hotter than it is tonight.
Oh, Chuck, it is just murder right now. Sun's come back out. You said there was a thunder shower close by.
Yeah, up by New Bremen, but it looks like it's going to skirt here. But it doesn't look like it's going to hit here.
I don't want to delay.
No.
But yet I'd like to have a little rainwater dripping down the back of my neck.
Well, we're in better shape than the Loramie fans on the other side of the field, and they are sitting right in the sun field.
First-year head coach here at Minster, Seth Whiting, after 7 years of Garen Stokes. Hey, you talk about a football culture at Minster.
Right.
Created by Garen Stokes, 2 state championships. He was outstanding. Fort Loramie's not beaten Minster in the last 9 tries in football. Garen Stokes has had everything to do with that.
Well, he has, and the players.
Right.
He's had a good run of athletes, Mixons and Wolfs and right down the line. But he did a great job, and they're going to miss him, but I think that Minster football is big enough to transcend the transition.
Sure.
And go ahead and keep moving forward.
Yeah, I mentioned Seth Whiting, the new mentor. I spoke with him a few days ago. He spent 4 years at Northwestern in Clark County, turned that program around. That club wasn't winning more than a couple, 3 games a season.
Right. Not known as a football power, that's for sure.
You're right. Under Coach Whiting, Northwestern reached 500. And then up at Alliance over 5 years, 3 seasons of the 5, Alliance did not lose a league game.
Nice.
Under Coach Whiting. He's a graduate, by the way, of Baldwin Wallace and Walsh. We've got interviews with both head coaches coming up in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie's Spencer Wells, Minster's Seth Whiting. Quick snapshot of this game. We're going to find out how much talent these two clubs have over the next 2-3 hours. We do know that Minster's got more experience back, 12, 13 starters. Fort Loramie just 2 or 3. Head coach Spencer Wells said, we've got to rely on our keys, our assignments, our technique. Little more experience
offense, returning for Minster, including an outstanding quarterback, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, Johnny Nixon. Meanwhile, junior Caleb Maurer, quarterbacks for Loramie. Two good signal callers who could go a long way, Chuck, to deciding this game tonight.
Well, and they will, because they are both outstanding quarterbacks. It's going to be who can be protected and right. who can run the football better.
Yep.
Watch it, and I'm going to do my best Jim Tressel. Punting the football is going to be key tonight, too, because you don't want to give up a short field on a bad punt.
Very well said. Turnovers, the loss of field position due to the poor punting game. It will lead to scores, quick scores.
Right.
I don't think we'll see a club go 70, 80 yards in 9 or 10 plays. Defense is ahead of the offense at this point in time.
Normally they are. And, I mean, if you take a look at it, every game hinges on turnovers and field position. But I think your early game, especially your first game, even more so, is if you're young like Fort Loramie is.
Right. I'd like to let our listeners know that here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're very pleased to have the Family Resource Center as a vital part of our play-by-play of high school sports beginning tonight. Unprecedented is the number of teens in Shelby County troubled with substance abuse, but there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. The Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for individuals and families struggling with life's challenges. We all know that prevention works, effective treatment is available, people recover, and your Family Resource Center can help make this happen. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org. That's frcohio.org, the Family Resource Center. Yep, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, a wealth of them with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these who are with us for every Fort Loramie game all sports season long: M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of; Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at tomjerrys.com; and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi.
And also Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, brand new underwriting sponsor late last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, our last presentation here on scoresbroadcast.com was March 21st when the Botkins boys won the state championship at Division 4 at the UD Arena. The week before, the Fort Loramie girls won the state title on March 13th at the UD Arena. I reflect back on those two great runs by those programs, which generated so much excitement in West Central Ohio. Fort Loramie girls, Botkins boys, the last 10 tournament games, one district, two regional, two state tournament for both programs, generated nearly 30,000 listeners on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR.
Well, I'm wiping the sweat. I'll go with Fort Loramie first. I've been around basketball in this area for 35 years.
Yep.
I have never seen a team in any division, boys or girls, dominate from the first game of the sectional to the state championship the way Fort Loramie did. They did it in workmanship fashion.
Yep.
They took people, they just took people out, and that was as good a basketball team on any division as I've seen. And they were just so much fun to watch. And of course, Carla Siegel and her staff, they do such a good job. And they're going to rebuild this year, but I don't know if, I think they reload, like you talk about Ohio State. You don't rebuild at Loramie, you reload.
The year before last season in girls basketball, Fort Loramie and Minster were both headed to Columbus to compete in different brackets in the state Final Four in girls Division IV basketball. And Minster came out of the Northwest region, Fort Loramie Southwest region. Fort Loramie would have been favored. Sadly, they did not get to play because of the health crisis, which hit, I think, the very day those two teams were to play their state semifinal.
I was almost a Fletcher when you called me and said it's been canceled.
Right.
So, I mean, that was one of the more disappointing things because, yes, Loramie was a juggernaut that year also, but Minster was trying to three-peat, and that's a heck of a job. And Mike Wiss, you know, I've talked about Loramie. What a coaching job he has done in baseball and basketball, girls basketball at Minster.
First state championship of the Botkins boys ever last March 21st.
Well, they had a little swoon in the middle of the season, but boy, come tournament time, they played in an amazing region. There were four teams in that region that would have been worthy state championships that year. They got out of it. They won a huge state semifinal game where they were prohibitive underdogs, and then in the championship game they just played as well. They weren't going to be denied.
Right.
That was a state championship run that they put on last year.
Yeah, that win over the team from the Cleveland area, Richmond Heights, in the state semifinal was magnificent. And Botkins went, what, 9-plus minutes without scoring a field goal. Defense kept a minute.
Absolutely.
And only 40 points for Richmond Heights, which have been averaging 74 per game on the season.
Yeah, well, that was about as much fun as I've had. I go back to a Fort Loramie win back in a state semifinal. I think it was against, was it Afrocentric or was it against, it was against one of the schools that are just always over there dominating.
Yes, it might have been the prep school.
Yeah, and they won that one. And, of course, then they got beat by Berlin Highland in the finals. That Berlin Highland team, I think, except for Division I, would have won every other division that year.
It's our pregame before tonight's Minster-Fort Loramie football game here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. It is extremely hot, sunny, and humid at Minster High School. Minster returning 12-13 starters. Fort Loramie, just a couple or three. Head coach Spencer Wells said he's looking forward to the challenge of rebuilding his roster.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot to replace from our team last year, but, you know, one of the things that I enjoy the most about coaching is this time in the off season when you have so many jobs up, you know, and so much competition going on. And
sure,
it's, it's always amazing how much these guys change in a year. You know, how much they change physically, how much stronger, bigger, faster they get. And so at the beginning, at the end of a season, you're always wondering, man, who's going to be the next guys? And then by the time March hits, April hits, you're like, okay, I'm starting to see it here. This guy's put on 10, 15 pounds. You know, this guy's getting faster. And so it's been a lot of fun to see these guys compete. I think these guys have an edge to them. I think they know, since we lost so much, that they're being overlooked. And so it's been great practices so far. It's been great competition, and we're excited to get things rolling tonight.
Scrimmages against Kenton, and then a three-way, you, Spencerville, and Marion Local. How would you assess your performance?
Yeah, you know, I think we did a lot of good things. And any time in those scrimmages, you know that you're going to have things that you have to correct.
Right.
That's to be expected, and that's going to happen all year long. But, you know, are we going to be physical? You know, are we going to come out and play nasty or not? Are we going to compete or not? And I think in both those scrimmages, we did a great job competing, playing physically. I think we stacked up with every team that we went against from a physical standpoint. And so now it's just on us to clean up the techniques and things that we saw in the film so that we're ready to go for our season now.
A 4-3 defense. You may take a few more chances defensively than in years past, this being your fourth year. Offensively, multiple spread attack, fine junior quarterback in Caleb Maurer.
Yeah, I love Caleb, and he's stepping into big shoes to fill. You know, the last 3 years, my only years here, we've had the same guy, Colin Moore. So that is not easy to replace a guy like that who really pretty much rewrote our school record book from an offensive quarterback standpoint. So, yeah, Caleb steps into those shoes, and I think that he's a very smart player. He's got all the athletic tools that you would want in a quarterback. You know, at this point, he just hasn't played a lot of football. He was hurt as a freshman. He was hurt as a sophomore. And so now is really the first time that he's on the field seeing defenses, feeling the pressure in the pocket. And I think he's made a lot of progress so far in the preseason, and we're excited for what he's going to do for us this season.
And skill players around him, Logan Eilerman, Damon Mesher, two good places to start.
Yeah, Logan's back. And so Logan was a big play threat for us last year, and we need that in our offense. You know, that's a guy that we need on the perimeter to really win one-on-one matchups and take the top off of a defense. And he's only gotten stronger and faster. You know, he's a great kid. He's been elected by his teammates as a captain. He's a great leader for us. And so, yeah, he's going to have to be a big part of our offense again. Damon Mesher, who was hurt all last year, having him back, I probably can't say how important that is for us from an offensive standpoint. I mean, he's really a guy that you can do pretty much anything with. I mean, he's great on the perimeter as a receiver. He's great in the backfield. He's a physical runner. I mean, he weighs 195 pounds, and he's just a thick, solid kid. And so, both those guys are going to have to make big plays for us on offense.
Yeah, defensively, you might be less predictable than ever before.
Yeah, I know that's something that Coach Frilling has looked at this offseason is, you know, being a little bit more aggressive and not playing so much of our base defense. And that's not because we thought that it was a bad recipe for us in the past. It's just we have new players this year. We have guys that maybe might not be as big physically up front, but they have speed and things like that off the ball that we need to play to their strengths. And I think so our schemes are going to be modified a little bit on that side of the ball. We're going to play more aggressive. We're going to have more defensive line movement. We're going to throw more blitzes at the opposing offenses, and still doing that within our overall defensive scheme that we believe in. So I think there's a balance to that, and Brad's done a good job of striking that. But we're going to really look to dictate maybe a little bit more to offenses than we have in the past.
Spencer Wells, fourth-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest, before tonight's opening game of the 2021 season here at Minster, Redskins against the Wildcats, a team you did not play last year, last played them 2 years ago, right here at Minster. What do you expect from the Wildcats and new head coach Seth Whiting?
Yeah, you know, one thing that pops out on the film is that they're a physical team. You know, that doesn't surprise you. You know, playing any team in the MAC or really any small school in this area, you know, it's a lot of good physical football. So they're a physical team. I'm sure Coach Whiting is going to have those guys. He's had a lot of success in the past. He's going to have those guys prepared from a scheme standpoint.
Right.
It's going to be a well-coached physical football team. On defense, they're going to bring it to you. I mean, their linebackers fit really, really well downhill. We're going to have to be ready at the point of attack up front. It's always a fun rivalry to take part in, and I'm sure it's going to be the same thing this year.
Which side of the ball is ahead in the month of August, offense or defense?
Man, that's a great question. I would say early on, you always feel the defense might be a little bit ahead.
Sure.
Now I would say that, you know, we're at the point from an offense and defensive standpoint that we have all of our schemes installed.
Right.
And so, you know, I really feel good about both sides of the ball. It's a lot of new faces. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be growing pains as this season goes on. But these are guys that typically don't make the same mistake twice, and that's always a good skill to have on both sides of the ball.
2 years ago here at Minster, excellent game, a one touchdown differential. Minster came out on top at the end. You're looking to turn the tables here in the opener tonight.
Yeah, you know these guys are focused 100% on the present and just, you know, what can this team be? What's our personality going to be? Mm-hmm. What are we going to be known for? And you know, I think they're up for the challenge. And like I said, I think that this group has an edge to them. They know that they're being overlooked, and they're ready to go compete and show people what we got.
Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins. The first-year mentor here at Minster is Seth Whiting. After 4 years at Northwestern, 5 at Alliance.
The 9 years as a head coach prior to getting here were an excellent experience. You know, getting to Northwestern, they took a chance on me. I was a young coach. I had not been a coordinator yet. I think I was 25 maybe when I got that job. You know, Jeff Hobby, who's athletic director, you know, really took care of me, and they were patient with me while I was getting things started. And, you know, program-wise, the history of that program, I believe they had one or two winning seasons in the previous, I don't know, 30 years, 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were, you know, it's not that we lit the world on fire, but we were, you know, 5-5, 6-4 throughout my time there. You know, which from where we started at to where we got to was great progress. And then, you know, Shane Carter came in and finished the job and got him into the playoffs a couple years after I left. So,
and then at Alliance, 3 seasons, no league setbacks.
Right, yeah, we got when I left Springfield to go back to Stark County, you know, we got to Alliance. They had, you know, had a struggle the year before I got there, and we're kind of hovering around that 500 level. And, you know, there were some great people there, great administration. The previous head coach and athletic director, Mike Schott, is one of my good friends and was a great help while I was there, and was always, you know, the first one to give me a critique, but also be right there with ideas and help. He was excellent to work with, and I'll miss him a lot. But the 5 years we were there, we strung together 3 straight league championships. We went 3 years without losing a league game. Like, we won 19 or 20 league games in a row.
And a postseason tournament playoffs 4 times.
Yeah, the COVID year was the 4th, and we all got in. So I don't know if we can count that one, but 3 straight. You know, and it was a great experience for the Kank and the history of the school. They had been to the playoffs maybe 3 times or 4 times total in the history of the school. So in the 5 years we were there, we doubled that up. So, but that goes back to having kids that bought into the program, having good assistant coaches, having good administrators, you know, and it was a good experience. So,
as Seth Whiting, first year head coach at Minster, our guest before tonight's play-by-play in color of Minster hosting Fort Loramie, game 1 of the 2021 high school football season. Talk about those 9 years, what you've brought forward to Minster, how you might differ from the previous 7 years of coaching here at Minster, and what might overlap.
What I bring with me is the experience of dealing with all types of kids and situations. So,
sure.
You know, coming in, meeting my assistant coaches and guys that I brought in and talking to them about what they saw as potential issues or what were issues before or what it, you know, having the background of being at a couple different types of school districts, you know, that was nice to come into because the problems, you know, weren't big problems, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
And as far, you know, program-wise, a lot more things will overlap than be different as far as what the expectation is, what the work ethic is. you know, what we require of the kids and what's acceptable and what's unacceptable, those things aren't going to change. When you walk into any good program, those are the standards, and you got to keep them going. And I guess it's a lot like a Ferris wheel. Once that thing slows down, it's really hard to get it moving again.
Yeah.
So my job coming in here was to keep that Ferris wheel spinning and put my touch on it.
Hey, in layman's terms, offensive and defensive schemes, your philosophy?
Offensively, I'm a player formation play guy. You figure out where your talent is and then adapt your scheme to what those kids are capable of.
Okay.
So offensively, we're multiple. We'll be in a little bit of spread, but we'll be in 21 personnel. You'll see tight ends and fullbacks. Defensively, we're in a 3-4, but again, you know, we chose that defense because it adapts to our talent, but it's also highly adaptable to what different types of offensive schemes you see.
Highlight by name some of the key personnel for you on the offensive side of the ball.
Skill-wise, on the offensive side of the ball, there's some players with a lot of experience coming back. Johnny Nixon will start at quarterback. He's returning from last year. But there's a young man, a freshman named Brogan Steffi, that's also going to see significant time there. Both of those two play on defense. So, having them rotate in a little bit, give them a chance to get some wind if they need it. Devin Webker is a junior this year coming back, played a ton as a sophomore, is an explosive kid, a wide receiver for us. Austin Wellman is another senior returner for us that played tailback last year, and he'll play tailback for us again this year when he gets back. He's a little nicked up right now, so when he gets back from that, he'll be back in the starting lineup for us. Jack Cooney and Chase Kaus, a senior and a junior, respectively, will come in and play some receiver for us, as well as Zach Fortman and Eli Rindler. Those are kind of our main, receivers, and junior Brady Wolf will start a tight end for us.
Oh, it's a hot, humid night here at Minster Memorial Stadium. Sun glistening down on the green turf. Good crowd is filtered in, nearly full across the way from Fort Loramie, and sold out down below for Minster. Minster did not win the toss. Fort Loramie did, chose to kick off. Does so to initiate play here tonight. Short return by Minster from the 19-yard line out across the 25 to the 26. No, the knee went down at about the 24, and that's where the Wildcats start first and 10 after the kickoff by Aiden Boland of Fort Loramie. Redskins in the road white shirts. Had red and black numerals, black headgear, black pants. Minster, the home black from top to bottom, white numbers, a lot of orange piping and trim. And here come the Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. It is a multiple spread attack, two receivers to the left to start the game. The quarterback Nixon has got Connor Schmiesing, the running back, alongside. And Nixon wants to throw on first down, arches it up the field toward the 50, far side, in front of the Redskins bench, picked off, intercepted. Intercepted by Fort Loramie, right at the midfield line. Right on the 5-0 across the way, Chuck.
Well, they set up the play they wanted. They did the ball fake into the line. Loramie did not bite on it. He went ahead and just threw it up for grabs. And that's not something you see Johnny Nixon do very often. Great defensive play that time.
What did we talk about in the pregame? Short field opportunities. You've got to cash in this opening game. Your offense may not be executing well enough to take the ball down the field 70-80 yards in 9 or 10 plays. And Fort Loramie gets to start from its own 49. Minster goes with a 3-4 defense, an odd front, unlike Fort Loramie, which plays a 4-3. Redskins, multiple spread attack, just like Minster. Fort Loramie will throw the ball around, get it to its speed players in space. The QB is a 6-footer, a junior, Caleb Maurer. Running back Jacob Sherman got some experience late in the season last year. Logan Eilerman, big 6'4 wide receiver. And the speed demon Damon Mesher wears 2-2 on his back. And here's the first play from scrimmage. It's Sherman bucking over right guard, cracks to the 46-yard line of Minster. Gain of 5, second and 5, Fort Loramie.
Nice hole that time by the offensive line.
Speaking of the offensive line, Calvin Hoing and Taryn Fleckenstein, your tackles for Fort Loramie. The guards, Carson Tennery and Tristan Fleckenstein. Wes Garrett at center. In the shotgun, the quarterback, he is Caleb Maurer. One step back to throw, whips a bullet to the right side at the first down marker, and the catch is made inside the 40, a step out of bounds to the 38. That was well done by Fort Loramie. Eilerman on the reception, gained good for 7-8 yards, moved the chains for the Redskins.
You're used to seeing the big receivers out there on the Wildcat side, but I'll tell you what, Eilerman is an outstanding football player.
Here is the quarterback, Maurer. He's got a back behind him. That's Sherman. Man in motion across the formation. Sherman gets the nod, sidesteps the penetrator in the backfield, makes another man miss, and spins and twists down inside the 35. Might have gotten to the 34-yard line. Picked up every bit of 6 on the play. Fort Loramie has not beaten Minster, Chuck, in the last 9 outings. 7 regular season victories by Minster in a row, 2 in the playoffs.
And that's tough when you're about 3 miles apart.
2 years ago right here, Minster won by 7. In 2016, Minster won an OT at Fort Loramie. Pump fake by Maurer. Goes deep down the right side. Double coverage, and the ball drops harmlessly to the 2-yard line.
Hey, what Maurer's going to have to see, and Nixon's got to do the same. The safety did not bite on that pump fake, and that time he thought he had him beat on the corner, but the safety was right there. He's lucky he didn't throw that short. That would have been picked.
Yep, very well said. A good job by one of Minster's deep backs. I think it was Eli Rindler who managed to cut over from the safety position, provide double coverage. No chance for a completion there. 3rd and 4, Fort Loramie, inside the Minster 35-yard line. Here's a running play around the right end, and there's a missed tackle by Minster, and it's a romp for a first down. Exploding for about 7 on the play, I think was Sherman.
Mesher.
It was 22, Damon Mesher. Mesher to the short side of the field. Had a couple of blockers for interference. That's all he needed. And Fort Loramie has chewed up a couple first downs. After starting from its 49, we've played 2 minutes, no score. Here's Maurer, play action. They're chasing him in the backfield. He's got an outlet man in the left flat. It is caught at the 29-yard line. And the receiver is spilled down inside the 25. It was Logan Eilerman pulling it in. And the big young fella put his head down and dug for more yards. Another gain of better than 10. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. 3 first downs in a row.
That was a well-designed play that time. He rolled to it. It's tough for a right-hander to roll left and stop and throw the ball. He did a nice job.
Yep, Redskins offensive line allowed defenders to filter through, then the screen to the left was perfect. Running play, Fort Loramie. No room at the line of scrimmage. Mesher fights off a man, then another. He's pounding his way down inside the 8-7, close to the 5-yard line. Needed to get to the 2 or 3 for a first down. Original line of scrimmage about the 13. Are the officials discussing a penalty, Chuck? No, they're not.
No.
So it's 2nd down and 3.5 to go for Fort Loramie at the 6.5-yard line. Redskins must get to the 3 for a first down. Handoff, offensive backfield, running play outside left tackle. There's a hit by Minster at the 1. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. Holding, though, against the Redskins.
Yes, sir. Number Taryn Fleckenstein had a death grip on, and the Minster player is still down on the ground.
Chuck, you saw it plainly and
clear. Oh, it was a hold.
Oh, clear cut. That'll cost Fort Loramie a score. Penalty is going to be marked off. We're going to have a delay. Minster player shaken up. It is going to be a 2nd down. And more like 19 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie when play resumes. Just over 9 minutes to go, first quarter, no score on scoresbroadcast.com.
game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Slightly shaken up player Brady Wolf for Minster. Fort Loramie huddling, now confronting a second down and 14 to go. I misspoke. It was a 10-yard walk-off on the penalty from the point of the foul. Redskins run it on second and long, and the ball carrier is bumped out of bounds hard. Pigskin nearly came loose. It was Sherman who crept to the boundary for a small gain of a yard or two. That's it. And now it's third and a bunch for Fort Loramie, which can get a first down at about the 3. 9 minutes left here in the first quarter. No score. Fort Loramie posing a serious threat. Redskins offense, Chuck, has appeared to be in late September form here on August 20th on the first drive of the night.
Well, I mean, they scored, but unfortunately they had a hold, and that put it back, and that'll kill you.
Here is Caleb Maurer, long count, and we've got a timeout eventually by the Redskins. We'll take a time in for these words. 3 minutes gone, first quarter, opening night of football. It is nothing Fort Loramie driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Here come the Redskins from the bench across the way back onto the field of play. Fort Loramie called a timeout, being confronted with a third and 13 at about the 16 of Minster. Play action. Maurer back to throw. Down and out. Right corner of the end zone. Receiver backpedaling, reaches up and spears it.
Wow.
It's Eilerman. Terrific grab. Logan Eilerman appeared to be waiting on the football. Minster defenders had their backs turned. Eilerman's length made that play happen.
Yeah, boy. I mean, he was right there. Went straight up. Knight, it was an outstanding back shorter throw, and Eilerman made a heck of a play. That was huge after they got their touchdown call back on the hold for them to go ahead and score on this drive.
Chuck, about a 16-yard touchdown
13.
Strike. 13 officially. Actually, it was 13 yards to go.
It was third and goal.
Oh, was it goal to go?
Yeah.
Okay, my mistake. Extra point try here by Bolin, who had kicked it off to start the game for Fort Loramie. It's a low side winding kick to the left. He missed it. Extra points have been real big in this series. In 2016, a 26-20 game. And just a couple of years ago here, a 20-13 game with a pair of extras blown. 6-0 Fort Loramie. 9 to go, first quarter. Minster will receive the kickoff when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and TangemanFH.com.
Well, the Fort Laramie Redskins will boot it to Minster, which gets the ball for the second time. The first series for the Wildcats, Chuck, one play.
Yep, through an interception, and Laramie kept it for 3 minutes.
Here's the return by Minster from the 16-yard line. Good downfield pursuit by Fort Laramie. Tackle made shy of the 25. Redskins, good coverage twice in a row. Find special teams covering kickoffs. Well, let's see what Seth Whiting's club does here for Minster on possession number two of the night.
I like the fact that they got a senior quarterback with a lot of experience, and now we've got a switch to change a quarterback.
I was going to say that we might see Brogan Steffi, a ninth grader, played outstanding football a year ago as an eighth grader for Minster, and he will get some possession time at QB. He does here on first and 10 for Minster, just beyond its own 25. It's a running play right up the gut by Schmiesing, and he's nestled down after wedging out two. Second down, 8 for Minster. Up and coming freshman getting duty here at quarterback for Minster after an interception was thrown by Johnny Nixon on the game's first play from scrimmage. And we've got a motion call against the Wildcats. A pre-snap foul will cost him 5. Understand Sidney Bill Fountain. Thunderstorm rain delay at Sidney Memorial Stadium. 30-0 field.
Well, they have Steffi listed at 6 feet. That's not a real tall 6 foot. Because they've got Schmiesing is 5'6", and they're not that much different.
And we've got whistles again before the next snap. 8:26 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Laramie 6, Minster nothing. Sun still shining brightly. There was a patch of thunderstorms out to our southwest 30, 45 minutes ago. They were actually drifting from north to south away from us.
Yep, that was a good thing. This time of year, I don't know if we've ever gone through a football season that we didn't get at least one delay in the early part of the season.
Right. Redskins in their 4-3 defensive alignment. Here's a juggle catch on the snap of the quarterback. It's a screen in the right flat. A missed tackle, another one. A good block. A catch and a run to the 32. Nice advance by Minster. Still short of a first down by 5 or 6 on the play. Ball hauled in out in the flat by running back Connor Schmiesing, and now it's 3rd and 4. Minster trying to come back after that 5-yard penalty and generate a first down. 3rd and 4, shy of the Minster 35. Here's the snap back to Steffi. Quick bullet, right flat. Reception is good. Out to the 45-yard line where the receiver high steps it out of bounds. Ball was hauled in nicely. But Chase Kaus, good catch. Nice run. 1st and 10 Wildcats. Line of scrimmage officially marked for play at the 43.5. 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Fort Laramie 6, Minster nothing. Snap back to Steffi. It's a delay. It's a draw in the offensive backfield. Good running play. Spurts outside right end for 8. Good burst ahead by Connor Schmiesing.
Well, I'll tell you what, the receiver on the outside here is getting, to me, it looks like a little bit of a head start on his snap.
I would agree with you.
He did it again.
Uh-huh. Inside handoff, quick trap. Minster springs it for about 10 more to the 39 of Fort Laramie. That big offensive line for the Wildcats getting the job done now. Alex Frimmel, Will Frimmel, Tristan McDaniel, Chad Schulte, Nick Winter. Here is a running play on 1st and 10, and angling outside left tackle, the ball carrier Schmiesing, knife for 3. Line of scrimmage, the 35.5 of Fort Laramie, 2nd down, and a little less than 7 to go with 6:56 remaining here in the opening period. Fort Loramie leading Minster 6-0, but the Wildcats, behind the freshman quarterback, are on a march. Here's Brogan Steff. He takes the snap and he runs. He spurts right back up the middle. He sprints to the 30, upended at the 25. He danced for 15 more. Wildcats opening up some sizable holes.
Tell you what, he didn't shy away from the hit. He initiated the contact on the safety.
Again, that offensive line, the two Fremels, McDaniel, Schulte, Winner, getting the job done. Minster outside the 25 of Fort Loramie. First down, 10 yards to go. Here comes the referee racing in from the far side of the field, and he signals timeout, Redskins. Fort Loramie uses its second here in the first period. 6.5 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Minster driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to additional Fort Loramie game sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. First and 10, Minster, 26 of Fort Loramie. Here's an outside handoff to the ball carrier, rumbling down inside the 24. No, the quarterback kept it.
Yep.
It is Steffi stepping his way for a nice gain on first down. He reeled off about 6. New line of scrimmage, the 20. He's got some quick feet, Chuck.
Yeah. He's kind of fun so far to watch.
And as a ninth grader, displaying outstanding leadership. Quarterback draw. He meets resistance at the line of scrimmage, puts his head down, and lurches to about the 19, setting up 3rd and 3 for Minster. Fort Loramie into the field. 6-0 Fort Loramie. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior in Rushi. Quarterback Steppy, and he hands it off, delayed in the offensive backfield. Fort Loramie smells it out and stuffs it right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. 4th and 3, Minster. You go for it right here.
Oh, you don't have any choice.
Under 5.5 to go in the first quarter. The quarterback, Brogan Steffi, looks to the sideline to head coach Seth Whiting for the play call. Receivers are split, slot right, fake to Smeezing. Steffi's got a man wide open on one knee at the 12-yard line. The catch is made. It's a first down. Well designed. Excellent short yardage production by Minster on 4th and 3. Play good for about 6, a very safe 6 yards. Make it a 7-yard gain down to the 12 of Fort Loramie.
And the receiver did a good job. He went down there, he made sure that he was facing up, giving him the chest, and had the first down.
Exactly. He was a super target. Here's the quarterback, Steffi, throwing a slant, and it's behind the receiver cutting in from the left side of the field. Intended on the play for Zach Fortman, no good. Sailed over his shoulder and was fairly near another receiver doing a down and out toward the pylon.
Yep, also a cornerback. The ball, it was in the area, too.
You're right. Clock stops, 4:43 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Minster posing a serious threat. 13-yard line, officially of Fort Loramie. Deep drop by Steffi. He's in trouble. Gets away a screen in the right flat. It is caught at the 11-yard line. And the receiver bangs his way down to the 6, the 5, to the 4, a yard short of a first down. Well done on the play in the right flat. I think that was Eli Rindler who hauled it in. Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it was Keys.
Yes, it was Keys. 3rd and 2. Inside handoff by the quarterback, Steffi. And it's diagnosed nicely by the interior Fort Loramie defensive line. The play is stalled at about the 5.5. Again, Minster will have to convert for the second time on this drive. A big fourth down play.
Well, we talked before the game about Coach Wells talked about keys. They've run three screen passes and two delays, and they've all been successful because Loramie's got their ears back and nobody's reading the back coming out of the backfield.
Well put. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Minster with a 4th-and-3. Line of scrimmage, the 6-yard line of Fort Loramie. Minster quarterback Steffi looks at head coach Seth Whiting. Time out, Wildcats. 6-0 Redskins over Minster, which is threatening late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
We'd like to let you know here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're brought to you in part by Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, too. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Here's Steffi in 4th-and-3, rolling left, and he hits a receiver in the left flat. He is dumped immediately but falls forward for about a 4-yard gain to the 2 and a first down for Minster. The Wildcats' second conversion of a first down on 4th down on this drive.
I'll tell you what, Steffi has come out here on his,
Steffi called his own number. The quarterback gets his own number called on 4th and goal from the 2, and he weaves his way from the offensive backfield. He took the snap back at the 6 or 7, and he carved out the final couple yards for a touchdown. And a 9th-grade quarterback, Chuck, has been born here at Minster.
And that was a quick snap. I was getting ready to talk. They didn't go into a huddle. They just lined up, snapped the ball.
Extra point try coming here for the Minster Wildcats. This for the lead.
This is for the lead. Steffi kicking? I think it is.
Yes, it is. Snap back is a good one, and he toes it right smack dab between the uprights. The quarterback is the place kicker, and you talk about engineering a drive and finishing it off in a big way with a touchdown run to the end zone and the PAT afterward. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 6, 3:25 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions. Divisions both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports. Well, Minster's second possession was a highly productive one.
as the Wildcats took the football better than 70 yards.
74, exactly.
Led by the freshman quarterback, Brogan Steffi. Kickoff, Minster, Fort Loramie, good return from the 25. Out across the 30, 35, 37, and that's where the Wildcats make the tackle, and guess who it was? I think it was number 4.
No, it was, it was 24.
24, my mistake.
Yeah, it was Sherman.
24, Sherman on the return. Number 4, Steffi, the quarterback for Minster on special teams, participated in the hit.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
He's a young Mr. Everything.
Well, he is. I'll bet some of that changes now if he's going to be the starting quarterback. He won't be on special teams.
Right. You don't want to take a chance to get hurt playing that many minutes. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go first quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 6. And the Redskins with a quick hitter up the middle. Hand off Caleb Maurer and Sherman Blass for a very quick 9. He went from the 36 to the 45, second and 1 Fort Loramie. Again, this Redskins offensive line has been splendid. And it's a young group. Fort Loramie returning just 2 of 22 starters a year ago, rebuilding entirely both the offensive front and the defensive line.
Yep. There's athletes at Fort Loramie. There's athletes at Minster. So you got to teach them. You got to plug them in, and that's how it works in these good schools.
Second down, a yard to go, Minster. Here's Caleb Maurer. Fakes the inside handoff, wants to throw. Good pursuit by Minster. Maurer breaks the tackle way back behind the line of scrimmage. Then he scampers out of trouble, and he generates 6 down the right sideline. But uh-oh, we got some yellow laundry in the offensive backfield.
I didn't see that one.
Yep, that's the second offensive holding on Fort Loramie in this game. First one cost the Redskins a touchdown, which they did produce eventually.
Right.
This one was on a second and 1. And from the spot of the foul, it means Fort Loramie is now confronting a second down and about, 18 yards to go for a first down from the 29?
Yeah, what a difference that was.
Penalty marked off from behind the line of scrimmage where the foul occurred.
Right, and where he threw the flag, he was already past that spot there. The hold was unnecessary.
Minster's odd front poses a blitz, but here comes the quarterback, Maurer, trying to roll out to the right to get away from traffic. No more real estate. Out of bounds at the 32. Minimal gain of 3. Third down and about 17 or 18 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 6. Redskins flash 2 receivers out to the left. Logan Eilerman on the short side, the far side of the field in front of the Fort Loramie bench area. Snap back to Caleb Maurer. Pressure up the middle by Minster. Late delivery by Maurer. He throws a strike to the 49-yard line. Maurer under pressure, Chuck. He stood in calmly. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, another second, and delivered the ball to Logan Eilerman just as he was popped in the right shoulder.
Yeah, he got hit, and Eilerman did a good job. He cut back right 2 yards past the sticks, got the first down.
Good mental toughness for the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. A late delivery bails Fort Loramie out of trouble and gets a first down. Here's Sherman, pile driving up the middle, big gap. He surges to the 45, the 44 of Minster, a gallop of 9, second down and 1, Fort Loramie, a minute 40 left here in the first stanza. 7-6 Minster. Chuck, these two offenses appear to be ahead of both defenses.
Yeah, so far. I mean, it's 7-6, but both teams are moving the football.
Oh, yeah. Second down, 2 to go officially for Fort Loramie at the Minster 44. Caleb Maurer, the quarterback, stuffs it into the tummy of Sherman between left guard and tackle. Boy, he kicks those legs. He turns 40, 39, 38 of Minster. Another first down. Redskins are racking them up.
Boy, they're running right off center guard. I mean, it's called the zero gap, and they're running right up the middle. There's got to be a trap or something happening in there to have that big of a hole.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie's got to be very pleased with the offensive line play. Calvin Hoying Morgan, Carson Tennery, Wes Garrett, Tristan Fleckenstein, and Taryn Fleckenstein. Another running play for Loramie. Broken tackle. Missed tackle again by Minster. Minster players hit the ground. The gain is good for about 8 or 9 more. The ground attack for the Redskins has been razor sharp. Crisp blocking up front.
Well, I tell you, it's Sherman and Messer. What a nice 1-2 punch.
Yes. Half minute to go, first quarter, 2nd and 1, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage inside the Minster 30. Safe pass in the right flat for the quarterback, Maurer. Big target, Eilerman, and he pulls it in down around the 24, 23-yard line. Tell you what, Chuck, the Redskins' offense has been in business. The running plays on first down have picked up big chunks.
Oh, yeah, they're running for 8, 9 yards a crack, and it's nothing fancy. They're going right up the middle.
7-6 Minster, but Fort Loramie driving, waning seconds, opening period. 22 ticks on the clock. Two receivers out to the left for Fort Loramie's quarterback, junior Caleb Maurer. Let's see if it's a running play call. It is. It's Sherman trying to dodge penetrators at the line of scrimmage. He puts his helmet down and burrows for 2. New line of scrimmage is going to be the 21-yard line of Minster, and that'll close out the first quarter of play. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 6. Redskins driving as we start quarter number 2 in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie Redskins set up shop with a 2nd and 8 from the Minster 21. Fort Loramie down a point, 7-6. As we open up action in quarter number 2, opening night of high school football. Online and on the radio. Short drop by Caleb Maurer. Plenty of time. Receiver to the left hash mark for Logan Eilerman. It's in his grasp at the 15-yard line. A hit by Minster, and it's ruled incomplete. The ball flies away.
Yeah, I think he started to turn and run before he actually had possession of the ball.
That pass may be a shade underthrown. If it's over the top of Logan, it's a first down and maybe a 12 or 15-yard pickup.
Yeah, it was behind even high.
Yep. 3rd down 8, Fort Loramie in 4-down territory. Line of scrimmage outside the 20 of Minster. Flag flies before the snap. Illegal procedure. Redskins at least penalty number 3 on the visiting team here tonight. 8 seconds into the second quarter. It's going to be 3rd down for Fort Loramie. And a little over 13 yards to go for a first down at the Minster 26. 7-6 lead, Wildcats. Great touchdown drive engineered by 9th grade quarterback Brogan Steffi for Minster. On Minster's 2nd possession of the evening, after the initial one was a 1-play possession ending up in a pass interception. Deep drop by Caleb Maurer. Late throw over the middle and a diving tip away by the defender for Minster. Wow.
Woo. Webker.
Devin Webker lurched in front of the intended receiver, Eilerman, NFL play, Chuck. He got a fingertip on it.
Yep.
And knocked it away from Eilerman's grasp. It was going to be a first down, and who knows if Eilerman's got ahead of steam going, he might have hauled that in down around the 7 or 8 and chugged on into the end zone.
Yeah, if he didn't get a hand on it, there was nobody else there.
Right. Fourth and 13, Fort Loramie. 23 of Minster. Deep drop, Caleb Maurer. Flushed out of the pocket. Flips it down the left side of the field at the 11-yard line. Wide of the intended receiver. And Minster holds. Wildcat stop the threat from Fort Loramie and take over the football on downs.
So far, penalties hurting Fort Loramie in the first half.
Yep. Timing on the last few passes, not as sharp as earlier. And as you say, the penalties have also helped back up the Redskins. Oh. Minster, some well-done defensive plays in the secondary at the end of this drive.
Well, he had Mesher open. He hits Mesher in stride, and that's a touchdown.
Right. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to an array of underwriting sponsors, including the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, we will keep you moving forward. Chuck, let's take a timeout and hear from Pinnacle. Located in Versailles in Fort Loramie. 11:40 left till halftime. 7-6 lead Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
As we return after the timeout, the snap from center by Minster dribbled back to the quarterback, Steffi, who got it on one knee. That results in a four-yard loss back to the 21, closer to the 22. That's where Minster has a second down, according to the scoreboard, and 15 to go for a first down. A low snap again. It's back inside the 16 to the 14. Steffi's got it.
Going the wrong way.
Break for Minster. That one almost eluded the Minster quarterback on the ground. Fort Loramie nearly gobbled it up. 10:40 left till halftime. 7-6. Minster over Fort Loramie. Minster offensively now in some trouble back inside its own 15-yard line. Scoreboard reads 3rd and 21 to go for a first down. Two receivers far right for Minster. Quarterback Steffi drops back to the 6.
Ooh.
He's buried and sacked at the 4-yard line. So it's 3rd down and a bunch to go for Minster inside the 5. And it's going to be a punting situation. Minster now will boot from its end zone. Fort Loramie should get one of those short field positions here, Chuck, that we talked about in the pregame. So important in every single football game, especially in that first game of the year when your offense may need some assistance.
Yeah, that was just 3 really bad snaps right in a row.
Yes, it was. Here's the punt by Bergman of Minster, 4 yards deep in his end zone. It's short. It lights on the ground at the 33. Takes an 8-yard roll to the 41. That's where the Redskins have it, 1st and 10. Inside the 45 of Minster, just outside the 40-yard line. Fort Loramie trailing 7-6 with 9.5 to go here in the first half of play. Chuck, I've gotten about 8 or 9 texts and emails from people in Ohio, three or four other states. The word most commonly used so far to describe this game from about six of the respondents is entertaining game.
Absolutely. It's entertaining here, too.
Yes.
And that was the first punt of the game, which is kind of unheard of in a first game.
Right. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 41-yard line. In sweep around the left side.
Wow.
Ball carriers got blockers. Three, four of them out in front. It's Mesher flashing his speed. He picks up 30, but there's a hold against the Redskins. And the Fort Loramie players look at the sideline to the coaches and say, what did we do? Mesher got a wall of blockers, and away he went. He skirted left end, wasn't tackled when he got down inside the 20-yard line. He was close to the 15. He zipped for about 26, but it's wiped out. 9:20 left in the first half. 7-6, Minster in the lead. Thankfully for Fort Loramie, Chuck, the holding foul was well downfield.
Yeah, well, that glass is half empty to me, because instead of the ball on the 18, they got the ball on the 45.
Winds up being a net 4-yard penalty. First and 14, Fort Loramie. Minster 45. Handoff on the play to Mesher. Mesher circles the corner, puts his head down, and charges to the 38. Well, he got back 6 or 7. So it's second down for Fort Loramie. 7 to go for a first down at the 38 of Minster. 8:40 left in the second quarter. 1-point lead, Minster. Entertaining game it is. Tightly played. Many of these Minster-Fort Loramie games have been just that. Close calls into the fourth quarter. Looked like a Fort Loramie wide receiver moved too soon. No call, though. Redskins run it. Right tackle. Sherman puts his head down. Makes one man miss. Jumps over another. Lunging to the 30. 29 of Minster. Good run by Sherman of Fort Loramie. Boy, he will not be denied tonight.
Well, I came here looking forward to seeing Mesher, and Sherman has been outstanding. Mesher has, too. But we expected that. Sherman's been really good.
5'11 senior Jacob Sherman. Tough to bring down. He gets the call again. He's weaving. He makes a couple of men miss. Cuts it back beyond the linebackers. Dragged down at the 24. That looked like no more than a 1-yard gain, Chuck.
Yep.
He turned it into 5.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. He turned nothing into something.
Second down and 5. Fort Loramie at the Minster 25-yard line with 7:41 to go here in the second quarter. Minster up a point. Redskins have Logan Eilerman out to the near side. He's single covered, it appears. Inside handoff, Sherman again meets resistance at the 23, and he stood up. Good stops by the interior of the Minster defensive line. Will Fremmel, Tristan McDaniel in there on the stop.
Nick Winter, too, 76.
A trio of black jerseys. Put the shoulder into the Redskins ball carrier. Fort Loramie facing a third and every bit of 4 at the Minster 24. Obviously 4 down territory. Let's see if Caleb Maurer throws here. No, he runs with Mesher around the left end. He skips by one man, dances around another, gets down to the first down marker at about the 19. Chuck, does he have it?
Well, they're marking it on the 20, so it's going to be a half a yard short.
Good patient run by Damon Mesher, who picked his way. He was disciplined, used every blocker he could. Fourth and 2 feet for Fort Loramie. Quickly, Redskins line of scrimmage. Caleb Maurer looks to the sideline. He's got 15 seconds of the play clock. 6:20 left, second quarter. Snap to Maurer. Hand off Sherman. Puts his head down and bucks to the 19. Minster says, we stopped him. Fort Loramie says, we've made it. The officials say, no way. First down, Minster going the other way. Great defensive stand by the Wildcats. I'm not sure if the Redskins were a little undecided, Chuck, about the play call there or not, but they elected to run on third down and fourth down, and Minster flooded the interior of Fort Loramie's offensive line. There were no running lanes,
Minster takes over at the 20, leading 7-6.
I have no problem with the two calls because they have been really doing a good job in between the tackles. So, you know, Minster just stepped up. They did a good job, stopped the play.
Right. Just over 6 to go in the second quarter. Minster leading 7-6. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play right at the 20. Three receivers to the left for the quarterback. It is Nixon who's back on the field. He starts to run, then delivers the ball in the left flat to number 12 for the Redskins, for the Wildcats. I think that's Rindler. Odd-looking play. Nixon tried to sell the run, and then at the last second, dished off a pass.
Well, he's allowed to throw the ball. He was across the line of scrimmage, but he threw the ball backwards, so that actually was a running play.
Eli Rindler on the reception at Nets 4. Nixon, inside handoff. Ball carrier slowed at the 24, and he lurches ahead to the 26. Made the most of little. Third down and 5 for Minster at the Wildcats 26 with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie 6.
That's a play that Oregon ran with Mariota back in the day.
Oh, it was effective then. Here is Nixon, the big 6'4 quarterback. And alongside him, he's got Connor Schmeising. It looks like Nixon's about two helmets bigger than Schmeising. Short drop by Nixon. Quick pass up ahead outside the numbers. Caught at the 34. Receiver sidesteps to the sideline. Penalty marker down in the Minster backfield. It is holding on the Wildcats. Minster's first hold of the night. Fort Loramie's had 3. Well, it was a pass play good enough for a first down for Minster. Zach Fortman had made the reception, but it's negated. And it's going to be 3rd and plenty for Minster, which must get a first down out at the 30-and-a-half. New line of scrimmage is the 14. Receivers left and right. In fact, a trio to the right for the quarterback, Nixon. He's got running back Connor Schmeising alongside. Nixon rolls right. Late pass over the middle. Triple covered is the receiver, Rindler. He had no chance. If that ball, Chuck, was not going to hit the ground, it was going to wind up in the grasp of a white shirt.
Mesher was right there, and he came close to picking that off. It was not going to be a completion.
4th and 17, Minster punting from its end zone for the second time tonight. Down to 4.5 to go here in the first half. 7-6 Minster. A lot of action in this game tonight. Entertaining opener. Here's the punt by Bergman of Minster at short. Fort Loramie comes up and catches. It's Mesher diving ahead, spearing it at the 40. Good field position for the Redskins, and 4.5 minutes on the clock with which to work.
Well, that play by Mesher, you know, most people are sitting there going, okay, he caught a punt. He lets that hit the ground, and it probably cost him 15 to 20 yards on the bounce because it hit the way it was going to hit. It was going to end over end down the field.
A good observation, Chuck. I think that ball would have hopped every bit of 10 more yards.
Oh, easy.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie's had the ball much of the night in Minster's end.
Yeah, they have, and they shot themselves in the foot twice. The one time they made up for it with a touchdown, the last time they couldn't do it.
Right. Here's Eilerman flanked to the short side. The quarterback, Caleb Maurer, gives it to Mesher. Mesher hemmed in the backfield, manages to scurry out of trouble, eludes a couple of black jerseys, and knifes his way up the middle inside the 40 to the 38. He managed to slither for 3.
Yep.
Second down 7. 4:10 to go here in the second quarter. 7-6 Minster over Fort Loramie. Again, Eilerman near side. A couple of receivers flanked left. Short drop. Quarterback Caleb Maurer. And he's got Logan Eilerman at the 32. Stiff arms a man. Makes another one miss. And he stretches out to the 25 using every bit of that 6'4 frame. 1st and 10 Redskins. 25-yard line of Minster.
Loramie's got 8 first downs here in the first half.
Isn't that crazy? Very good offensive efficiency by Fort Loramie here tonight. First and 10 Redskins from the 25 of Minster. Eilerman the target again. Left sideline, outside the numbers, backpedaling. He snatches it down around his knees, hopping out of bounds at the 18. He garnered 7. Second down and 3. Clock stops, 3:35 to go, first half. 7-6 Minster. Eilerman now goes from the left side of the field to the right. Redskins feature Mesher alongside Caleb Maurer. Sherman behind Caleb. Here's the handoff. Offensive backfield. Running play. Left sideline. Romping. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. It is Damon Mesher scooting in, Chuck, from what, about 15 yards away?
20.
20-yard dash by Mesher. He and Sherman were in the offensive backfield. And the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, faked it to one, gave it to the other. Minster fooled a little bit at the line of scrimmage. An opening developed, and Mesher took advantage, and he barged all the way to the end zone. Redskins must go for two now.
Yep. That's 120 yards on the ground in the first half now for the Redskins.
Wow. 7 points for Minster. Fort Loramie got 6 on its first score. Redskins have gone ahead with its second 6 of the night to lead at 12-7. And Fort Loramie calls a timeout, 3:23 to go, second quarter. Big extra points try coming up for the Redskins, who are ahead by 5, 12-7. Back in a moment on scores.broadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Chuck, I said Fort Loramie must go for two here. They don't really have to, but the kick looked a little sloppy after the first touchdown, so they are going for two. Maurer fakes, rolls out to the left. He's got a receiver 2 yards deep in the end zone. Yes, Logan Eilerman, a big target. He hauls it in, took the strike from Caleb Maurer. Well-designed play. All of the flow went to the right. Caleb Maurer looked to the right, did a little spin move with his back to the line of scrimmage, looked to the left, and there was Eilerman uncovered, and the Redskins lead it 14-7. It's been the Logan Eilerman, Damon Mesher, and running back Sherman show for Fort Loramie so far here tonight. The offense has been splendid.
They've got eight first downs, and like I said, you know, 120 yards on the ground. That's a really nice first half.
Well, here's the age-old question that we often ask ourselves late in the first half, late in the game. Did Fort Loramie score too soon to give Minster too much time on the clock? You don't worry about that.
Having coached, you never go, gosh darn it, we scored too soon. We scored.
Right.
And now go play defense.
Hey, you know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from out of town. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, wings, everything. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are very popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is only $12.50. Served after 4 o'clock at Myers in Botkins. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers in Botkins, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Here is the kickoff by Bolin of Fort Loramie. It's short, hauled in by Minster on the dead run at the 21. Return to the 29. And Devin Webker is stacked up right there. He met a wall of white shirts.
Yeah, we'll see who's going to quarterback now.
Yes, I bet it's Brogan Steffi.
I'm going to bet you're right.
This is a key possession right here, Chuck. Keep in mind now, Minster began the game on offense. Wildcats will kick to start the third quarter.
Right, yeah. Loramie deferred, so they'll get the ball.
And it is Brogan Steffi, listed at 5'10", doesn't appear to be quite that tall. Ninth grader, displayed great promise last year in the eighth grade, and he's seen quality minutes here tonight in the opener for the Minster Wildcats. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield, and Fort Loramie's all over it. Oh, did the Redskins defensive front ambush that running play for a huge loss?
Pick out the number. Get out of the way, 53. It was Elliot Davis. No, yeah, Elliot Davis, number 13.
Elliot, who doubles at wide receiver on offense, blitzed through, and he cracked into Steffi. Actually, his forward progress was to the 17, second and 13. Steffi throws a look in, pass deflected, picked off, intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 20. There's a clear lane down the sideline, all the way to the pylon. Tackle made by Minster, too late. It's ruled a touchdown by the Redskins.
I think they're calling him down.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds about the 4, looks like. 3-4.
Let's pick up the number of the young man for Fort Loramie, Chuck.
31.
Oh, wow. Nicely done by the Redskins. Who was the Fort Loramie player who picked off that pass?
It was 31, I guarantee. I just can't see the number. There's no 31 in the program.
What a big play for Fort Loramie. The pass was thrown late. Loramie's defenders, Chuck, laying in the bushes, invited the throw. Goal to go Redskins inside the 5 of Minster. Here's the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. Gives on the play to Mesher. Mesher's got a clear path. Nobody touches him. He is into the end zone. Touchdown. Mesher roams around left end. He just kept gliding toward the sideline. Met no resistance. Touchdown, Fort Loramie, which leads it 20-7, striking twice in the span of a minute and a half.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive right there. He was. I wish I had the kid's name because I hate the fact that I can't find him, but 31 was the one that had it. I know it was.
It was 3-1.
We'll find out who he was.
And now the Redskins, after making the two-point conversion, bring on Bolin for the one-point try, the kick. The first one failed. This one is in the air. Looks much better.
Yeah.
High and long, right down the middle. It's center cut. Good. And Fort Loramie leads it 21-7 over Minster. Timeout. Back in a moment. 2.5 to go. First half. 14-point lead. Redskins on Scores Broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, it was 81, yep. Not 31, 81. Logan Eilerman, he is Mr. Do-It-Everything tonight for Fort Loramie. He has been real difficult to stop receiving passes. He's generated big-time yards on the receiving end for Fort Loramie. And playing defensive back, made a great takeaway, fine interception, picked it off around the 30, scampered down to the 4. Fort Loramie gets 6 on the run by Mesher to the end zone, and Bolin tacks on the PAT, making up for his first miss, and it's 21-7 Redskins, still 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Short kickoff to the 22, run back to the 34 by Minster, 1st and 10 Wildcats. Keep in mind, once again, Minster kicks off to start the third quarter. Now, if you're head coach Seth Whiting's team right here, Chuck, boy, the last thing you want to do is make yet another mistake and give Fort Loramie excellent field position very late here in the second quarter. Right. Redskins already up now by 14.
But I think that last interception was not his Steffi's fault.
Right.
He had all kinds of pressure on him, but he threw it into traffic. He should have held on to the ball. They're going back to Nixon now. They're going to go with the senior.
6'4", senior Johnny Nixon takes the snap from center at his ankles. It's on the ground. I think it's Schmiesing who alertly picks it up for Minster, and he's buried. He lost 4 at the 31 at 2nd and 14 for Minster. Clock runs. 2:15 left in the period. And I tell you, if you're Minster, Chuck, you want to get off the field with no more damage done.
Well, they've lost 28 yards in this quarter on bad snaps.
Redskins defense has been harassing up front, penetrating the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie in somewhat of a prevent at the moment. Here's a tip pass, left sideline. Ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, fell way short of the intended receiver for Minster, almost intercepted by Fort Loramie. Wow, that was a close call.
Ethan Kaiser was right there, dove, yep. And it was about a foot in front of him when it dropped to the ground.
Again, that is the last thing Minster wants to have happen late here in the second quarter, is to try to get a little tricky with forward passes and turn it over again. A minute 50 left in the second, 21-7, Fort Loramie leads. Two touchdowns, Redskins, last 2 minutes. Here's a rush up the middle, screen pass, but good coverage by Fort Loramie's cornerbacks, who rush to the line of scrimmage and handle the receiver right at the 35-yard line. Boy, Fort Loramie had that play smelled out deep in the offensive backfield and at the point where the ball was snagged.
Well, they had run it 3 times in the first quarter for success, and that time Loramie kept their reads and did a nice job.
I'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we are on the air thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Minster faced with a 4th and 10 at the 35. And now Fort Loramie, with no timeouts remaining, will get the football back. A minute 41 to go on the clock. Here is the punt, end over end. Fort Loramie backs away from it, lets it hit. It's way short. Bounds at the 37 to the 34. And that's where Fort Loramie starts 1st and 10. Tell you what, Chuck, if I'm head coach Spencer Wells, I'm not a gambling man right here. I get the ball to start the second half anyway. I'd love to see the time run out.
Okay. I am a gambling man, and boy,
I'm going to use Logan Eilerman.
I'm going to tell you, I would run fake, and I would see if I could find Eilerman running down the middle of the field.
And you know what? I bet the Redskins tried that at least once.
Well, you're going to throw the ball deep, and the worst thing, if you get picked off, there's a good chance it's just like punting the ball. So, I would definitely throw the ball.
Coach? Sure. Did you hear that, Coach? Good idea.
Yeah.
Good plan, Coach.
That was a basketball coach. Remember that.
Redskins shy of the 35. Deep drop. Caleb Maurer comes out slinging. Left sideline. Guess who? And it's a comeback pattern to Logan Eilerman. And he's got it at the 46-yard line and flushed out, stopping the clock. Play good for about 11 or 12. New line of scrimmage. The 46 of the Redskins. A minute 27 to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie up 21-7. Receivers left and right. Short drop, Caleb Maurer. Is that Logan Eilerman once more? Yep. He rips off a 4-yarder to the 50 and hops right on into the Redskins bench, holding the clock once again. Minute 24 to go.
Now, if you're the cornerback over there for Minster, man, you have got to watch the fake on that throw and Eilerman turning upfield.
Yeah.
He's on the strong side now. Now he's going back over.
I tell you what, Fort Loramie has mixed up the offensive pass formations, trying to confuse Minster all night. Eilerman again back on the far side. Sherman blocking for Caleb Maurer. Plenty of time in the pocket. Hurls a deep for Mesher. Mesher on the dead run. He's at the 20-yard line.
Wow.
Terrific catch. Splendid grab. Mesher leaping, diving in midair to the ground at the 11. Oh, what a play. Damon Mesher hauled in the bomb. A strike from the quarterback, Caleb Maurer.
That was a great throw and a great catch.
Wow, are we starting college football tonight, Chuck?
Well, and the thing is, it was good defense. He was covered.
1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Inside the 10, delayed handoff. It's a running play to the 5. Fumble loose. Minster's got it at the 2-yard line. Oh, the Redskins ran it. They picked up 4, and Minster spiked it right out of the grasp of Sherman. and Minster stops the drive. Boy, Fort Loramie, Chuck, was about ready to break this game open for three touchdowns.
Wow, that's a tough break. I didn't see who did it, but that was a great hit on Mesher, and Mesher just coughed it up.
Yep, Minster possession upcoming. Chuck, let's take a quick 30-minute break. Half minute to go here in the first half. 14-point lead Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Well, as we return to action, Minster starts first and 10 from its own 1.5 and is penalized half the distance of the goal. The quarterback takes the snap 5 yards deep in the end zone and then runs it to the 5, to the 6. May have time, Chuck, for one more play here in the first half. Fort Loramie is out of timeouts and cannot stop the clock. Again, Fort Loramie will receive to start the third quarter. Fort Loramie Redskins with a very late second quarter fumble just a couple plays ago, denying the Redskins its fourth touchdown, which would have extended the lead to 27-7. That might have made it pretty tough on Minster. And we've got a long snap count here by Minster. It goes back to Steffi at the 2, runs it over right guard to the 10. He's about a half a yard short of a first down, and that will do it. First half comes to a close. A reminder, Mike Wiss, the highly successful head baseball coach and girls basketball coach at Minster, will be our guest here at the half coming up in several minutes. It's our radio break. We will leave you for 3 minutes. Our online listeners will hear our scoresbroadcast.com commercials. It's radio break time, halftime here at Minster. Fort Loramie 21, Minster 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service? service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
I really need service at M&A as free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. And WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It's halftime, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 21-7, Redskins 14-point cushion. It could have been as many as a 21-point lead had it not been for that very late second quarter fumble.
Well, they were going in for another score, and like I said, when you were saying maybe take the air out of the ball, man, they moved it right. The way they're moving the ball right now, I don't think there's any time that I wouldn't take a chance on going. They can't stop Eilerman, and that just was a great defensive play, and they hit on the ball with Mesher causing him to fumble it, and you're right. He doesn't do that. It's 26. It's 27, 28 to 7 and a half.
Right. Chuck, let's take a look at some numbers. Wow. Fort Loramie grinding out the yards through the air and on the ground.
Well, they have a big advantage in total yards. 20 rushes for 124 yards in the first half. 11 of 14 throwing it for 131. They have 255 yards in the first half. On the other side of the board, 19 rushes, 30 yards for the Wildcats. 6 of 11 for 50. Out total yards, 255 to 80. They had 5 first downs and had 2 big turnovers in the first half.
Boy, this play of Brogan Steffi has been exciting for Minster. He engineered that touchdown drive for the Wildcats after not starting the game.
Yeah.
He is just a ninth grader.
He's going to be a good one. You know, he's going to have some growing pains, but, you know, I mean, that's what you do. You get him out there. You got a nice backup in Nixon who can teach him the ropes and teach him how to play the position. It's a good situation to have.
The lead for Fort Loramie is 14. 21-7. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Well, it's halftime here at Minster. Fort Loramie 21, Minster 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our halftime guest, Mike Wiss, 22 years a football coach at Minster, 27 as the head baseball coach, the last five head girls basketball coach. Speaking of girls hoops, Mike, big game coming up about the third week of November down at Xavier when Courtney Pringer, a graduate of Minster, plays for Xavier against Ivy Wolf, a graduate of Minster who plays for Miami.
Yeah, I think that'll be an enjoyable evening. There's some people that have already circled that date. That'll be fun.
Yep, sure will. Sure will. Courtney and Ivy, integral parts of a couple of state championships recently in girls' hoops for Minster. In 2018, you beat Ottoville 63-48. Courtney at 17 points, 7 of 11 from the floor. Ivy had 15 in that game. A year later, Ottoville, same opponent. You won by 16, 53-37. Courtney had 16 in that game, 3 blocks. Ivy had 9. What a treat to see that Miami-Xavier game in late November.
Wow. It'll be fun. I know those two girls were integral parts. There was a lot of other girls that were big players in those games. And, you know, you do the best you can when you got really good athletes. And like we always say here, we're not just a team, we're a program. And you try to keep that program rolling each and every year. And we've been fortunate enough to have some really nice teams along with them.
Yep, well said. And, of course, in 2020, your club was in the state Final Four, headed to Columbus along with Fort Loramie. You were in opposite brackets. More than likely would have played for the state championship that year. That was in 2020.
Yep.
Last year, I firmly believe, this year, earlier in March, the state championship game in Girls Division IV was played at Vandalia Butler.
Yeah, that was a great game. You know, we knew how good Loramie was. We had a really nice team. We gave them everything they wanted right in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know, and like you see here tonight, you know, the 50-50 was over $1,000. Both sides have full stands.
Yep.
And that's what small school sports is in our area. It's enjoyable to be a part of it.
Yeah, I remarked at about 6:30. I said, Chuck, it looks like this game, because of the heat, might be a little lightly attended. People taking advantage of air conditioning, going to the grill, bringing the food back inside, and then all of a sudden at about 5 or 10 till 7, both sides got filled to capacity.
Got filled pretty quick.
Yep, I know. Hey, 27 years, head baseball coach at Minster. Tell me about changes that have taken place. Season going on a week longer into June. Other modifications you like, you don't like? How's it going?
A lot of people say baseball should be played in the fall, and you know that there's another whole story there.
Yep.
The weather in the spring is tough early, but if you're fortunate enough to get a little deeper into the tournament, the weather becomes summertime pretty quick. But the month of June is difficult for all coaches because everybody gets. I know this year. You could do as much time as you wanted.
Sure.
During the course of June and July, and right now, the month of June is jam packed. Example, I only have a couple baseball players that do not play football or do not play golf.
Right.
You know, they're always doing something.
Yes.
And when the winter time comes, you might get a few more because we're only doing basketball. But there's a lot going on in these guys' life on our sideline and on their sideline. And kudos goes out to them. The time that these kids put in, the effort they put in, the weightlifting, the coaching, and to their parents for stupid guys like me that, you know, make in order to have a program, you have to put the time in.
I'm not sure how stupid. Three state championships in baseball. How about that? 2011, yep. 12, and 17. You beat Newark Catholic in 11 in the semis, 6-5. I remember that game really well.
Yep.
Then you beat New Middletown Springfield, 6-0. In 2012, you beat Cuyahoga Heights, 5-4. You were an expert at winning those one-run games. And then in 2017, beat Rushi, another one-run thriller, 2-1.
It was, you know. And that was, you know, some people, 11 and 12, we had some really nice baseball players. And not taking anything away from 17, but 17 kind of, we didn't start out the year great, but we hit our stride at the right time. And boy, what a bunch of guys that bought in, and we really started to play well against really good teams.
Yeah, your formula for success in baseball is don't win the MAC, finish in the middle of the pack of the MAC, and then win the state championship.
There's a lot of coaches in our area that will tell you it's tougher to win the MAC than it is to go on, advance into a regional or state tournament.
Hey, you would have had a heck of a team in baseball in 2020.
Yes, we would have. After going to the state semis in 19, there was 13 seniors coming back.
Yep.
So, you know, good kids, good people. We like what we do here.
Mike West, outstanding head coach at Minster, our guest here at the half of Minster Fort Loramie football. 21-7, Fort Loramie leads over Minster. Counting the additional 3 minutes, we've got about 10 minutes before the start of the second half of this game. Interesting contest, very entertaining. I received emails and texts throughout the first half, and the most commonly used word from people responding was entertaining game. And how about the ninth grade quarterback for Minster? A star was born.
Yep.
The first series, he has the football. He takes the Wildcats right down the field.
Yeah. Brogan's a nice athlete. He loves the game, and he does everything he can to make himself better. I can promise you that.
This rivalry in all sports is outstanding. I asked Coach Seth Whiting middle of the week. I said, I bet you learned pretty quickly, were brought up to speed on the importance of this Route 66 rivalry. And he said, you know, I thought coming in, maybe the Route 66 rivalry to the north with New Bremen might be as significant, maybe more so. But he said, I found out, Fort Loramie's number one. Of course, the Redskins would certainly say Minster is the number one rival on its schedule.
You know what? From a guy that's now been here, I played in it, I coached in it. It's a healthy rivalry.
You took the word,
you
right?
Know, it's not mean. It's not. Are there people in Loramie that don't like Minster? Yeah. Are there people that Minster don't? Yeah. But it's healthy. It's good. There's relatives. There's all kinds of people on this side that have relatives playing in black and red over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's who we, and when the game is done, you pat each other on the back and good game. And let's go to week two.
I was going to use three words. One of them was healthy, highly competitive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And healthy.
Absolutely.
A quick observation from you. How do you think the second half will go? What adjustments might Minster make? Fort Loramie's offense appears to be in late September form already.
From what I've seen so far, their quarterback can sling it.
Woo.
He's got a really nice arm. He's spot on right now. We'll get a little bit of pressure on him. But
Caleb Maurer.
The other, we have to be able to stop their run a little bit.
Yep.
You know, ball control, even with a short passing game, can wind that clock pretty quick in these games. But Minster's let's get something started here to start the second half and make that 21-14 and be right back into that healthy rivalry.
Big stop at the end of the second quarter. Fort Loramie scores there. A 21-point differential might be too much.
Might be over. Exactly. Yeah.
My most favorite halftime guest ever, Mike Wiss. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Jack.
Thank you so much. Mike Wiss, outstanding coach at Minster High School in several sports, 27 years baseball, last five girls basketball, assistant in football for 22, our guest here at the halftime break. Minster trailing Fort Loramie 21-7. Riemann Drywall in Anna offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses all over West Central Ohio. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation, R-E-A-M-A-N, Riemann Drywall in Anna. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right with Riemann. And don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, an underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Always a deal, a sale on items in the store, the things you can use. For example, DeWalt power tools and accessories. Oftentimes, sale price at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his deals and sales on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, quite a joy to talk to Mike Wiss. We highlighted the fact that former Minster girls basketball star Courtney Pringer and Ivy Wolf, who just graduated last spring, will collide representing Xavier and Miami on the hard court down at Xavier in late November in a college basketball game.
That would be, for the Minster fans, there's nothing better than that. Those were two outstanding basketball players through the Minster program. Pringer really came on her junior year, and her senior year, she was unstoppable. And Ivy Wolf was just, you have shooters and you have scorers. She was a scorer. She could score from any place, and she was a lot of fun to watch. Going to miss her next year.
Chuck, let's take a quick 1 or 2 minute break. Then we'll return to close out our halftime with our final radio break. This is not our 3 minute radio break. We'll be back in just a minute. 21-7, Fort Loramie leads Minster here at the half. We are late in our halftime, a few minutes or so before the start of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I want you to know that the Family Resource Center is a vital part of our play-by-play of high school sports. Unprecedented is the number of teens in Shelby County troubled with substance abuse, but there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. The Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for individuals and families struggling with life's challenges. We all know that prevention works. Effective treatment is available. People recover. Your Family Resource Center can help make this happen. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org. That's FRC for Family Resource Center Ohio.org. It's our 3 minute radio break. 21-7 Fort Loramie leads Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And this is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Minster Memorial Stadium, 21-7. Fort Laramie leads Minster. As we kick off play here in the third quarter, Minster to boot from the west to the east. No wind here tonight whatsoever. Sun is set. We've got fading blue sky overhead. It is hot. It is humid. Temperature still, Chuck, has got to be 80 plus.
It's humid. I think that's the worst part.
Right, 70% humidity. Kickoff by Minster, hauled in by Fort Laramie at the 11. Fine return. 2, 3, 4 broken tackles up the numbers far side, all the way to the 39. Damon Mesher scooted. If he makes one more man miss, Chuck, he's off to the races.
Yeah, and he didn't have a chance to cut there. If he could have seen where the defender was, we probably were looking at a touchdown.
First and 10 Redskins at their own 40. The key building components for Fort Laramie throughout that first half. Big plays on offense. The good running game got it started. That opened up the pass attack. Caleb Maurer, the quarterback, the junior for the Redskins, he can sling that leather. Here he does, right here on first down. Up the right side, ball thrown 7 yards downfield. Reception at the 47, run after catch to the 49. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For Fort Laramie, it's mixed the run and pass, the offense, has been a highly efficient building component in this game. We thought the defense might be ahead of the Redskins offense. Not the case. Here's a productive running play around left end. It's Mesher. He barrels into a tackler at the 46. He's brought down at the 42-43. Mesher, often injured in his two previous seasons, is not the player you want to head to the sideline shaken up.
He got hit pretty hard on that tackle right
there. Sure did. He has got blazing speed and is a game breaker. And that running play by him was good enough for a first down. All the way to the 43-yard line of Minster. 40 seconds into the third quarter, Redskins lead it 21-7. Five defenders, six defenders line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie runs it with Sherman, no gain at the 43. He's stacked up right there. Now the key building component for Minster in the second half is slow down Fort Loramie's offense and get a couple of touchdowns, make this interesting heading into the final 8 or 12 minutes. Minster had the one fine drive led by the quarterback, the ninth grader, Brogan Steffi, but Fort Loramie turned Minster away the final three possessions of the first half of this game. Play action, Maurer. Oh, he dumps it right flat. I think it's Logan Eilerman. He's got it dead run at the 35. Makes a man miss. Logan down the far sideline, 25-20. He's hot-footing his way inside the 10, maybe the 8. It was Jacob Sherman out of the backfield, not Logan Eilerman. The play well disguised, beautifully executed. Rollout by Maurer. He looks like a fifth-year senior running the game.
He's having a heck of a game, that's for sure.
10:20 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's taking the second half kickoff, and a touchdown threatening march is underway. Uh-oh, here's an offensive fumble by Fort Loramie. Mishandle, offensive backfield. Ball dealt by Caleb Maurer to Sherman on the ground, but the Redskins luckily fall on it at the 11. Oh. Fort Loramie lost a fumble late in the second quarter, preventing a touchdown. Or it would be 27 or 28-7. 9:40 left third quarter. Redskins now with a second and goal from the 12. Caleb Maurer fakes, rolls left, looks end zone, lofts it up, back of the pylon, beyond the end zone, no good, into a cameraman's lap, out of bounds. Not sure if Caleb was just throwing that ball away. Might have been. Good idea. Minster had the left flat flooded, three defenders, two receivers, simply no chance for Fort Loramie to squeeze that ball in. Third and goal from the 12. 9.5 to go, third quarter. Redskins up 14. Caleb Maurer to throw to the end zone. He's back at the 26. Back edge of the end zone, Logan Eilerman. A leap, a catch. Terrific play. Eilerman, fantastic grab. Boy, Caleb Maurer surely knows that Logan Eilerman is 9 feet tall, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Minster people over here are remembering Ethan Wolf and what he used to do. They just throw the ball up and let him go get it. And that's what they're doing with Eilerman tonight.
What a weapon. Boy, you've got to slow him down at the line of scrimmage if you can, but he's such a big young man, you can't do that. He'll just zip on by you. And if you double-team, hey, it leaves somebody else open, like tight end Isaac Ratterman. Here is Boland's extra point try. Ball is placed down. Kick is up and away. Side winding to the left. No good. Boland 1 of 3 on PATs. Fort Loramie 27, Minster 7, 9:25 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, Chuck, what a statement by Fort Loramie to start the second half. Yeah. As the Redskins deferred, won the toss before the game. Minster kicked. Fort Loramie thus getting the ball to open up play in the third quarter. And this is a big response, offsetting the blown touchdown opportunity late in the second period when Fort Loramie fumbled going in on the Minster one.
Yeah, I mean, Fort Loramie is just dominating. They've got almost 200 more yards than Minster has, and this is a really critical drive for the Wildcats. If they don't come down and get some points this time, they're probably in big trouble.
Right. Here is the kickoff by Bolin. Minster hauls it in at the 10. It is Devin Wepker right back up the middle, trying to split tacklers, can't do it. He's wedged in at the 24. At the 24-yard line, first and 10 for Minster. Been impressed with Fort Loramie's special teams play.
They've been covering well, and that was a really nice kick. He kicked that all the way down to the 10.
Chuck, a key building component tonight for Minster, especially so now in the second half, is produce points with offensive possessions. And whoever the quarterback might happen to be, in this case, it's Johnny Nixon coming out. He's got to provide the leadership the offense needs because the Redskins are up 3 touchdowns. Minster must control the ball here in the second half and probably need to score on this offensive set of plays. No gain running play right up the middle. Second and 10, Minster at the Wildcats 22.
Actually, it was about a 3 or 4 yard loss.
Yes, it was. Lost at least a couple. You're so right, Chuck, that kickoff and coverage, excellent. Rarely does a high school team return a kickoff and start inside its own 22 or 23 yard line.
Boy, if you're doing that, you're happy as a Redskins special teams coach.
Exactly. 8:46 to go here in the third quarter. 27-7 Fort Loramie. Here is a little misdirection. Offensive backfield for Minster. It's a run around left end. Fumbled. It's fumbled. Fort Loramie picks it up down the right sideline. On the way to the end zone. 10-5. Touchdown. Redskins.
That's Eilerman again.
It is Logan Eilerman once more. Chuck, I think he salted away the player of the game.
Oh, I think he's got a pretty good shot at it.
I was just about ready to say a key building component brought to you by the Francis Schulte Company for Minster here in the second half is control the ball and produce points. And Minster fumbles it away, turned into a touchdown. Logan Eilerman goes about 30 yards down the far sideline. Bolin to try the kick. This one's away, and it's good. Inside the left upright, within 4 minutes of the second half, Fort Loramie tallies 13 points and leads it 34-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, Fort Loramie's defense has played mighty well here tonight. Its offense has put up 34 points. The defense has been nearly every bit as good, and special teams as well. Another superb kickoff to the 9, and Minster can only return it to the 21. Special teams extraordinaire by Fort Loramie. Offense and defense both have been excellent here tonight. Key building components for Fort Loramie. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. It's the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. And the quarterback for Rushi, or I should say for Minster, elects to keep the football, and he's subdued behind the line of scrimmage on a first and 10 play.
That's Steffi. They're alternating quarterbacks. You gotta almost make a decision. I think, and I don't know, honestly, I'm glad I'm not making the decision.
I tell you what, Chuck, Minster is being beaten up front at the point of attack.
Well, yeah, none of this is truly the quarterback's fault. They're running for their life right when they catch the ball.
Right. Here's Steffi throwing right flat. Completed pass at the 19, broken tackle, and a run after catch after the 25. Wildcats generate about 7 or 8 on the play after the loss. It is third down and 7 or 8 to go for a first down for Minster. We're 4 minutes into the second half. Fort Loramie 34, Minster 7. One more score, Chuck. Running clock, right?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Hard to believe. Here is the snap back to the quarterback. Steffi throwing. It is down and out, right sideline, in front of the Minster bench, on the ground. The receiver's got it. Wow, that was beautifully done. Fine play turned in there by Minster. I think it was Chase Kaus, backup wide receiver, yep, on one knee. Very good reception. Coming back near side again.
Oh.
Ooh, went to the well once too many times. Fort Loramie batted it at the point where the ball arrived to the receiver. Redskins nearly made the intercept, and Fort Loramie's Ethan Kaiser would have been gone.
I'm looking out there. I was trying to see if Meister has come back into the game. They're in a position that hopefully he's not out with a bad injury, but you don't really need him at this point.
No. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Here's a little flare pass thrown forward by Minster, and it one hops the receiver incomplete. So the previous pass play, good enough for a first down. I'm sorry, the previous pass play was incomplete. The play before that gave Minster a new set of 4. So it's now 3rd and 10. Ball put in play right at the Minster 35 as we near the halfway point of the third quarter with Fort Loramie leading 34-7. Here's Steffi, deep drop, hot pursuit. Here come white shirts, rolling right, out of trouble, into the bench. He is bumped out of bounds. Ball wobbles for Rinderly, no good at the 50. Well, Fort Loramie, Chuck, with a 27-point lead, can literally tee off on the forward pass.
Yeah, and they have been, boy. I mean, but they've been doing it all night. They have been in that backfield.
Yep.
And the screen pass worked early, but now they're covering the screen pass, and really he doesn't have enough time to throw the ball.
Yeah. Oh, here's a bad snap. It is over Bergman's head at the 20, rolling back to the 10. It's Academic who falls on it. Fort Loramie football at the 10-yard line of Minster. It is goal to go. And a touchdown here, Chuck, would put the running clock in play. Let's observe and see if we do find Mesher coming out on the field.
I see a lot of Minster fans exiting the stands. It is a hot night. I think it's 23 in the backfield, and I can't. My eyes are so unfocused now because of the sweat. Yeah, it's 23. He's not out there.
Nope. Not a chance. Logan Eilerman still is. Flanked to the left about 10 yards. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 10. Goal to go for Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer hands it off to the running back. It's Kaiser who checked in for Mesher. Outside right tackle. Scooting. 3-2-1. Touchdown. Fort Loramie bolts on top. 40-7. Who would have thought?
I almost guarantee you nobody.
And Fort Loramie messed up a touchdown late in the second quarter.
Right.
It could be as much as 46 or 47. Head coach Spencer Wells told me this week, he said, Jack, we're young on defense. We're going to trust our technique, our reads, our assignments, but we're not going to be quite as vanilla as last year. We are going to take more chances, and it's paid off.
They've been putting pressure on everything. I mean, the snap on the punt was bad, but, boy, he wouldn't have gotten any place anywhere because Eilerman was right there.
Right. Redskin player has gone down, shaken up. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Still midway period number three. Running clock will start when play does resume.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Loramie missed its third extra point kick seconds ago. Redskins kick off, leading 40-7, and we will have a continuous clock. Am I right in saying, Chuck, it's a 30-point spread?
Yes, it's running right now.
Yep, 30-point spread in the second half, and that's where we are. Who would have thought this was a 7-6 Minster lead midway through the first half, and Fort Loramie has reeled off 34 straight points. Kickoff return by Minster to the 27. That's it. And I tell you what, Minster's average field position after Fort Loramie kickoffs tonight, probably less than the 25-yard line.
Well, I was going to say, it's definitely inside the 30.
Yep.
And you'll take that all night long.
Right. Continuous clock, 5:50 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 40, Minster 7. Last nine times these two teams have played, Minster has won, many of them lopsided. Nine straight by Minster, seven in regular seasons, two in postseason playoffs. 2 years ago here, 20-13 Minster. In 2016 at Fort Loramie, Minster won 26-20 in OT. Running play, Minster, outside left tackle, chews up about four on first and 10. It's now second and 6 from the Minster 33. Is that Nixon quarterbacking, Chuck?
Yeah, Nixon's quarterbacking. And Loramie's got, if we talked about Versailles next week, Versailles plays Salina tonight, which is a bigger school.
Yes.
Don't know what Salina's got, though.
I think in the last 3 years, Versailles has won twice. Salina did beat the Tigers one of those three meetings. Here's Nixon sending a man in motion. Ball is dropped on the ground. Wow. Ever since the middle of the second quarter, that's been a problem for Minster. It's either a poor snap from center or, on a few occasions, simply mishandled by the quarterback.
Yeah, that one was low. That was down around his ankles.
So it's going to be 3rd and 11 after the loss on the play. 3rd and 11 for Minster. 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. Nobody in the world would have thought this game would be more than a couple touchdown differential. Here we are at 40-7, continuous clock. Ball's on the ground again. Nixon scoops, runs to the right. He's in the offensive backfield, whips a pass near sideline, complete at the 30, and the receiver's belted right out of bounds. Fourth and about 9 for Minster, maybe 8 at the 30-yard line. And if you're Minster,
You gotta kick it. You just have to. I mean, last thing you want to do is get beat 54-7.
Well, you turn the ball over right now, you're risking another quick six from Fort Laramie. Yeah. At the same time, you got to trust your special teams and your defense to make a stop or maybe make a big play and get a turnover. Here's the punt. Fort Laramie walks away from it, and it rolls to a stop at the 40-yard line of Fort Laramie. Good job by Jacob Sherman. He ran away from it and let the ball trickle. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, and one solution. Caleb Maurer still at the helm. Running play right up the gut. Stonewalled by Minster. No gain. Thanks as well to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. A halftime score, Chuck, at Sydney. They're only after two quarters there because of a late start rainstorm delay at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Last we heard, early third quarter, Sydney 14, Bell Fountain 6. Inside handoff, Caleb Maurer to Kaiser, breaks a tackle. Oh, a burst of speed. First and 10 across the 50 to the Minster 49. I tell you what, Chuck, Ethan Kaiser running the football from scrimmage like he wants to be the ace back.
Well, they got Kaiser, they got Sherman, they got Mesher. Pretty nice trio back there running the football.
Oh, I like the speed of all three. Fine array of backs for the Redskins. Damon Mesher shaken up early third quarter. Did go off the field in his own power. Looked like maybe a hip point or something like that. Of course, we can't begin to seriously consider what it might have been. But it did not look like an ankle or a knee.
No.
Excuse me. Running play Fort Laramie down to the 30, or I should say the 45-46. That was Sherman pile driving for a nice first down run of four. Second and six. Continuous clock, a minute to go, third quarter. 40-7, Fort Laramie. Nobody in the whole world would have guessed this would be a 33-point blowout at the end of the third period.
Well, this score is going to get some eyebrows raised tomorrow.
Yep. Here's Caleb Maurer, gives it offensive backfield. Sherman veers, can't go right tackle. He springs outside, goes wide, numbers far side of the field. A good dash by Sherman. Boy, he kicks those legs, won't stop. And he managed to hot-foot his way to the 32. Boy, this young man, Jacob Sherman, he's got a nose for the openings.
No, I mean, that's it, and we're going to have to get, I mean, Eilerman's going to probably be my player of the game, obviously. That offensive line has been outstanding all night long.
And it's a young group in terms of experience.
Yeah.
Juniors and seniors, but very little playing time a year ago. First and 10, Fort Laramie at the Minster 31. Final play, third quarter. Running effort, Redskins, no gain. Play is stalled at the 30, and that will end period number three. Continuous clock here at Minster. Fort Laramie 40, Minster 7 in a romp on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Minster, 40-7 Redskins. Chuck, what a disparity on the ground rushing the football in this game tonight.
24 rushes for negative 5 yards for Minster through three quarters. Lormies ran the ball 18 times for 168 yards.
And nobody would have dreamed the Redskins would be that successful on the ground in this game, given that the offensive line, In terms of experience, pretty young. You know, Spencer Wells made some interesting comments to me. We heard them in the pregame conversation. He talked after our interview and said, you know, we've been overlooked. The last several seasons, we've had a lot of media around us checking in on practices, interviewing coaches leading up to the start of the season. This year it's been kind of silent, right, Jack? He said, you're about the second or third one here. And lo and behold, the Redskins have taken that message and said, we don't want to be overlooked any longer.
Well, in the offensive line, they're doing a great job of sustaining the backs. They run until they find the slot, the seam, and it's just been a great offensive game for the...
Exactly. Here is a pass by Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman down the left side of the field to start the fourth quarter, and it's complete for a snappy 12 or 13 yards to the Minster 20. The Minster 20. Fourth quarter continuous on fourth quarter and leading with 33. Redskins leading by 33.
They're throwing the ball. They're throwing the ball. They've lost nine straight games. They've lost nine straight games.
Offensive line for Fort Loring. Offensive line for Fort Loring. Stellar performance. Excuse me. The Calvin Hoing for Centenary West. Calvin Hoing for Centenary West. Garrett Heron for Centenary West. Marvelous performance. Again, these are juniors and seniors. Didn't log a lot of playing time, though, a year ago because there were vets on the offensive line ahead of them. So in terms of true varsity minutes on the field, not much. But the group has been dynamite here tonight.
No, they've been
exploding holes.
Well, it's exploding, and they, like I said, they're doing a great job of sustaining their block until the running back can find the seam. And all three running back, Kaiser and Sherman and Mesher, have been terrific. And Maurer has done a great job at quarterback. I don't think he's missed. He's only thrown four incompletions in the game.
Yeah, I can recall a couple. Yeah, he's a gunslinger back there. Boy, he throws a crisp forward pass. Here he's rolling right. Man open in the end zone. Oh, it's a leaping snag by Logan Eilerman again in the hands and out. Good hit, the Minster ball pop free. It is not ruled a catch.
That's
I'm sorry, it was not Logan Eilerman.
That's Gabe Meyer.
Yep, Gabe Meyer, who plays a lot of tight end. That was a sneaky play by Fort Loramie to weave Meyer from his tight end spot down the middle of the field. The target was not Logan Eilerman. Meyer clutched it. He was pounded pretty hard. Ball came free. There was a penalty on Fort Loramie anyway.
That's another wrist-grabbing call.
But the clock continues to run already. 3 minutes have been run off here at the start of the fourth quarter. 40-7 Fort Loramie. And the penalty makes the Redskins start from the Minster 34 with 8:50 left here in the fourth quarter. We have a slot left, receivers left and right. Caleb Maurer still at the helm. I like those flashy red shoes. Deep drop by Caleb to the 43. He flips one into no man's land. Two safeties running for it for Minster. The ball 5 yards away from Logan Eilerman. It is incomplete. 8:24 to go. Clock moving. Third and 24 for Fort Loramie from the Minster 34-yard line. Keep in mind now, Caleb Meyer, yes, junior quarterback, yes, athletic young man, but he played behind Colin Moore a year ago and the year before that when Caleb was a freshman.
Well, he learned a lot, but, yeah, it's Maurer, not Meyer.
I'm sorry.
But and we did sorry. That in basketball all the time. They shouldn't have names that close, so they got to give them a different first name.
Caleb Maurer rolling out. Oh, my goodness. He's way back at the 50. He'd better uncork it. He does late over the middle. It's in the hands of a receiver, and it's no good, incomplete. It was Eilerman at the 18. He was hammered from the backside, and the ball went flying. Caleb Maurer showing his foot skills, fine speed there. He outran the entire Minster linebacking core to the sideline and was able to unleash the forward pass. The clock does not stop on the incompletion. It's continuous. 7:14 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 40-7, Fort Loramie over Minster.
That was an impressive incomplete pass that time. I can't believe, A, he got around the linebackers, and, B, that he stayed right on the sideline and found a receiver and hit him in the chest.
7:02 left in the fourth. Timeout called Redskins. 40-7, Fort Loramie. Redskins walloping the Minster Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Damon Mesher is the punter for Fort Loramie, but he's been subbed out. Does not punt here. Ethan Kaiser does. Takes the snap back at the 47 of Minster and boots it to the 10, and it skips into the end zone. Minster starts first and 10 from its own 20-yard line.
Well, it's rather odd.
Yeah, first punt, and it's rather obvious that it wasn't going to be Damon Mesher's first punt of the night. He is out the rest of this game for sure.
If I could see that far, I'd see where he was on the bench.
Yep. We may try to get word from the coaches up here. They are to our right about 6 or 7 feet during the next break, Chuck, as to what they know about Damon's status. 6:20 clock running. Fourth quarter, halfway through, 40-7, Fort Loramie over Minster. Minster has turned up the heat on defense, Chuck. Clearly taking more chances, gambling more often than a year ago. Not nearly as vanilla on the defensive side of the ball. And it really forced some Minster. It forced Minster into some difficult situations. I'm not sure Minster was ready for Fort Loramie to do a lot of blitzing and stunning up front and creating havoc in that offensive backfield of Minster.
Well, like I said earlier, they threw 3 screen passes and they had 2 draw plays in the first quarter that
right.
were all successful. But then Loramie could start covering up, and they have not had a chance since then.
Yep, Redskins adjusted and figured it out. Here is Minster back to pass. It's Johnny Nixon. It is 15. He starts to throw it. It's tipped. It pops up in the air. I think Nixon got it on the rebound. He goes down around the 10-yard line and is shaken up on the play.
Boy, that's one of those where your shoulder, I'm not sure, but your natural inclination is to go ahead and catch that instead of batting it down to the ground.
Right.
So that turned into about a 12-yard loss.
Well, when play resumed, it's going to be third and every bit of 20 for Minster. The clock does stop on this injury break. Gives us a chance to tell you briefly about Stephen Tetz, located 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. At Stephen Tetz, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Tetz in 2002 and quickly built a superb reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. Your local Lennox dealer, Stephen Tetz, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Chuck, let's take a commercial break. We'll check with Fort Loramie coaches, then we'll return. Back in just a moment, midway fourth quarter, Fort Loramie up by 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Back to action. Minster throwing from down inside its own 13-yard line. And it's Steffi in for Nixon. Nice completion up the right side beyond the 20-yard line to the 21. That leaves Minster still about 9 short of a first down. It was third and a long way to go. Now it's fourth and still 9, and Minster will punt. Coach is up here in the booth for Fort Loramie, noting that Damon Mesher went to the sidelines for precautionary reasons, got his bell rung, was shaken up, hasn't returned, Chuck, since what, early third quarter? Is that what he
was? I think it was the first or second play of the third quarter.
Yeah, real quick at the start of the second half. Damon went out for Fort Loramie, hasn't come back, but it is nothing serious at all.
Yeah, you don't need him. You're not going to put him out there.
Right. Here's the punt by Minster, rolling dead up around the 50-yard line, and that's where the Redskins will have it, first down and 10 yards to go. Chuck, we've got about a dozen 13 regular season games set this year on scoresbroadcast.com. This was a night we had the pairing figured out beforehand. Next week, we were not sure, but I think the Fort Loramie performance tonight seals the verdict.
Oh, yeah.
The Redskins entertain Versailles next week in a huge game. Versailles comes in highly touted, a lot of expectations, probably one of the two or three favorites to win the MAC, and that will be, I think, the first meeting ever between Fort Loramie and Versailles in football next week at Fort Loramie. Snap from center on the Redskins' possession from the 50 results in a 21-yard loss. Chuck, that will hurt the rushing average.
Yeah, it's going to hurt the stats some, but it's not going to hurt the scoreboard.
No. 3 minutes to go here in the game. Fort Loramie, 40. Minster, 7. New quarterback in there now for the Redskins is number 25, Gabe Hart. He's a freshman, 6'3", 165-pounder. Running player, Redskins, that's Will Holland, superintendent's son.
That's a nice run, 6 yards.
Yes, picked up 6. Will plays in special teams, 5'9", sophomore. Rumbled ahead for about 6. So it is third down and close to 30 to go for a first down. Down to 2:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Minster had beaten Fort Loramie 9 straight times, 7 in regular season head-to-head games, 2 in the playoffs. And Fort Loramie has turned the tables here tonight in a big way. Running play, Redskins, wide to the left. It's Holland turning the corner, 38-40, popped out of bounds at the 42. So it's going to be fourth down and about 18-19 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Down to 2 minutes remaining. Continuous clock, so there's no 2 minute warning.
Thank you. Kurt Gowdy.
Redskins in the huddle taking their time. And so we've got 6:30 next Friday night for Sales at Fort Loramie. And it should be a great game for Sales Tigers. A lot of experience coming back. Many sophomore and junior starters a year ago. As I said, Versailles is one of the two or three favorites atop the MAC entering the 2021 campaign, and they'll get a Fort Loramie team that is clouded Minster here tonight.
And we get to see the lovely Scott Ward next week, too.
Yes,
that's always a pleasure.
Hi, Scott. We'll talk to him in advance. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors. Our Fort Loramie ones, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And thanks to our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News, splendid sports page coverage, award-winning writing. Sydney Daily News, thanks to Bryant Billing and his crew. Bryant's at the Sydney Bill Fountain game. Last we heard, 14-6, Sydney leading late third quarter. Fort Loramie punting with a minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the ball bounds off the field of play at the 37. And that's where Minster starts. First down and 10 yards to go. And Fort Loramie came out to line up defensively. And a timeout has been called. Chuck, have we talked enough about the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission tonight?
You want me to play a commercial?
Yeah, let's hear Chris North. Phone him at 937-498-7282. Get connected to your benefits. Vets, helping vets at the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, Minster running the football from scrimmage here in the final half minute. Over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 47, all academic. We've had a continuous clock, Chuck, for what, a full quarter?
A quarter and a half.
Yeah, it was late third quarter when that continuous clock started, when Fort Loramie went ahead by a score of 40-7. Redskins got a couple of quick scores, put this game away. Minster's last play of the game, off tackle right, down to the Fort Loramie 39, and that's it. The Fort Loramie Redskins have halted a 9-game losing streak to Minster in high school football. Redskins' last triumph came in 2013 by a score of 21-18 right here. Fort Loramie wins tonight in resounding fashion. Final tally, 40-7. It's our 2-minute radio break upcoming, a 2-minute radio break, then we will return to wrap it up. Redskins by 33 over Minster. Not necessarily so shocking that Fort Loramie won. No one thought the margin could be this wide. Back in a couple of minutes. It's our radio break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
And welcome back here to Minster. I'm Jack with Chuck. Minster has lost to Fort Loramie 40-7. Seth Whiting, first year head coach at Minster, beaten soundly. Tell you what, this guy's got a great resume. This Minster program will be very strong, if not next week, right away.
Well, you know what? The mistakes they made are correctable. Bad snaps, a lot of bad snaps.
Sloppy.
Not doing a good job of blocking the protecting the passer. I mean, these are things that are correctable. They're going to get in the, they're going to watch film. I don't know what kind of demeanor he's at. I know my demeanor would be pretty calm with them the first week anyway.
Sure.
And then it might pick up. But you know, you point out the mistakes, and then you go out on the practice field and you try to correct them. The snap is certainly correctable, and that hurt them a lot tonight.
Yep. The word I often use is fixed. Yeah, the mistakes occurred, but they can be fixed.
Right.
Minster's got talent. That's rather obvious. At one great drive, when Brogan Steffi came on the field, he engineered it. Zip, zip, zip. Minster cut Fort Loramie to ribbons for the Wildcats' only touchdown of the night. So there is talent out there on the field. At Fort Loramie, on the other hand, Chuck, you can't judge a book by its cover. Fort Loramie short on experience coming in. It's a made-over roster, but I tell you what, there is some talent on this Fort Loramie football team, to say the least.
Well, I think, you know, what you're seeing is what we have talked about for a couple of years now. Their coaching staff, Spencer Wells and that staff, do a fantastic job. They are so well coached. You know, he talked about making sure they do reads and making sure that, you know, they get to the right spots, and then, you know, let what falls, you know, if they're more talented, they're going to beat us. Well, they weren't more talented, but boy, Loramie just played an outstanding game on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
Both line, defensive and offensive lines, were terrific.
Yep. Keys, reads, technique, all performed beautifully by Fort Loramie tonight, as if it was a late September game, not August 20th. Again, kudos to the coaching staff, as you noted. Some statistical highlights.
Well, I'll give you the highlights. 15-22 for 193 yards for Maurer. 361 total yards for Loramie. 85 total yards for Minster.
Woo.
That's it in a nutshell. Three turnovers for the Wildcats. There's your game right there.
Logan Eilerman dominating in every way imaginable.
offense and defense.
Well, he scored on a scoop. He almost scored on an interception. Yeah. He scored on a couple of touchdown passes. Yeah, what more can you do? And he's written down on my sheet for a reason.
He's got the Clancy's?
I think that he is my Laramie Clancy's player of the game. That was an easy one. And I'm going to go with Connor Schmeezing, the running back for Minster, as Minster's player of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, the high school football schedule is what it is. Fort Loramie's is front-loaded with attractive games. Sydney's clustered with very good games in September. Anna in the second half. Layman's got a couple of real appealing Friday night games. Some good games on Saturdays as well. Versailles at Fort Loramie next Friday night. And the following week, a thinner schedule, it would appear. It's Covington at Fort Loramie the following week. Those are more than likely our next 2 weeks of games.
Yeah, and then we might not see Loramie again until the playoffs. I mean, it's possible.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. 40-7, the final tally. Fort Loramie defeats Minster here tonight. So many thanks to our great listening audience from Fort Loramie, from Minster, from all over West Central Ohio. We had texts and emails from 7 or 8 different states, fans who are vacationing, who've moved away, graduates from high schools who are on college campuses. Thanks for remembering us and tuning us in. We say hello to Derek at the station at WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. He ran the board tonight. For Chuck McBee alongside, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Minster. Again, the final score, final time, Fort Loramie 40, Minster 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.